So right now I am joined with a representative from across the pond. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Mackenzie Glacken. I am a Canadian student advisor for a company called Across the Pond.
And could you tell us a little bit about what Across the Pond does?
Yeah, so Across the Pond is the official Canadian partner of over 40 universities in the UK. We work with universities in England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. And we're basically a free advising service for students who are interested in sending applications to the UK, studying in the UK. We help students through the whole application process. All of us, the student advisors, have studied in the UK ourselves, so we all have the personal experience that we can bring to our advising, as well as our sort of professional training in how to do applications efficiently and successfully. It's a free advising service. So students who are interested in applying can apply for free. There's no application fees for postgrad in the UK. And there's a small fee for undergrad applications, but you'll find it's much less than applications in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, both undergrad students and grad students.
Yes.
Who are interested can apply.
So we help with full degree programs, so undergrad, postgrad, and we also help with sort of foundation programs and sort of the less conventional type programs as well.
More like professional program
exactly.
type of things?
Yeah, so sort of foundation years leading up to a degree. We also have a branch for study abroad, which helps with exchanges and short terms abroad as well.
Wonderful. So I was actually talking with Dr. Megan Knight earlier, who also studied in the UK.
Yeah.
I was asking her a bit about experience studying in the UK.
Sure.
What would you say are the benefits of studying?
Well, I did a master's degree in the UK in London. So postgrad degrees in the UK are generally 12 months. So they only take a year. So I'm from Ontario. I did my undergrad in Ontario and then went for my master's in England. I would say top benefits are it tends to be shorter, so you're completing your education qualifications in less time, although sometimes I wish it was longer because I enjoyed it so much and wish I could have stayed longer. That's definitely one of the benefits. You're getting an international education from some of the top sort of English-speaking universities in the world, qualifications and universities that are recognized internationally. And you're getting a global perspective on whatever you are studying, so you're getting to see how that's taught in a different educational system, global perspectives from professors who come from all over the world, and you get to be in a great location to experience the rest of the world. Travel is so easy from London especially, but all over the UK, so you're in such a good place to travel. So while I was there, I traveled and I did my schooling. So kind of
wow,
did it
so
all.
You did all of it.
Yeah, it was great.
I was going to say, probably don't regret it at all.
No, not a bit. It was honestly the best year of my life so far. I got to work. So as an international student, you can work on a student visa.
Okay.
So that's part-time during the term and full-time during non-term time. So I actually did some temp jobs throughout my terms, but over the summer I worked full-time at Buckingham Palace.
Wow.
I had a position
that must
there.
That have been amazing.
It was,
that's so cool.
Honestly, it was hard to believe it was real.
Yeah.
I got a position when the staterooms open in the summertime. So I was called a warden, and I sort of stood in the rooms and the gardens and talked to visitors and told them all about the palace and the royal family. And it was amazing because I studied Victorian history and English at uni there. So to work in what was the first palace that Queen Victoria lived in as a monarch was pretty amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's, I guess, another benefit of going abroad and studying. You get these opportunities that you weren't even planning
exactly
on, right?
You honestly never know. Did I expect to work at Buckingham Palace? No,
probably not.
Was it a dream come true? Yes. So there are tons of opportunities for employment placements. I also did an internship. That's something you can do in the UK as well. So,
and is that something that you help students with your program?
So basically what Across the Pond does is, first, the first step would be to match you up with programs that are best suited to your grades and what you're looking for. So you tell your personal advisor what it is you want out of your experience, and we do our best to find you a program that suits that. So if you said, a placement is important to me, I would love to be able to do an internship, then we would look for programs that offer that for you and sort of made sure you apply to them and have the chance to do that. So we're sort of like a matchmaking service at first.
Yeah.
And then once we sort of introduce you to what's out there and what would be best suited for you, then we help you apply.
And then does each student that's interested get one student advisor?
Yes.
Throughout the duration of their advising?
That's right. Yeah. So you're assigned a personal advisor, and that advisor doesn't change. They're with you through the whole process, so you're talking to the same person every time.
And you have a good connection. You end up establishing
yeah.
a good connection with
yeah,
that person.
Yeah, you build a relationship with your student. Well, your students build a relationship with you
yeah.
and vice versa. My job is great because normally I work remotely, but at university fairs like this, I get to meet some of my students in person and meet new students who sign up, and then I sort of can put a face to the name,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is really nice.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you. Where can people go to learn more about Across the Pond?
So we are at the Study and Go Abroad Fair. If you come in, we are at a booth. We're called Across the Pond. We have a blue tablecloth and a lot of Union Jacks, so we're kind of not hard to miss.
Pretty obvious.
So come say hello.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. We will be back with some more interviews on CITR 101.9 FM and back to some more music.